Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got the woman you've all been talking about, Faye Winter. Give it up.
Oi, oi.
Hello. That was good. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Give us a little intro. Like an AA meeting. Give us a start.
My name's Faye Winter.
Yeah.
Number one villain for 1 year. And now coming out of the other side.
Thank God. Here she is. This is the redemption pod. And we're here for it.
Either that or I'm going further down the hill.
Yeah, you'll be trending next week.
Put me 6 foot down.
So, obviously you went on Love Island.
Did I?
We digress.
Mm-hmm.
Life after.
Oh.
How did you, so, when you came out of Love Island, you were the villain.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find that? Because, right, so when you're in the villa, what did you think people were thinking of you?
Do you know what?
Tell me.
I knew the first few days I thought, God, I mean, I'm not coming across well.
Yeah.
And the reason I knew it is because I was like, I don't fancy any of these men.
Mm.
My girls are all at home. I'm like, I'm quite quiet when you first meet me.
Yeah.
And I'm quite rude. Yeah. I can't lie.
At least you're honest.
And then as time went on, I thought, do you know what? I'm in here just for the ride now.
Yeah.
I haven't met anyone. Didn't like any of the lads still. And then obviously found someone.
He who shall not be named. Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was all right then. And then I lost my head. obviously after, also, I do want to mention that I did ask for space. Come on, in that
you
situation.
You did ask for space.
I don't want to speak to you.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Well, you didn't want to give me space. You're going to get the full rifle.
Yeah, exactly.
I apologise for that. Till I'm blue in the face. I came out and I lived up to that villain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I apologise for it. But
yeah,
I still
but
did
you carried
that shit.
On. Yeah.
I still done it. I'm not going to say I didn't do it. I'm not going to say that, you know, it is what it is. But a lot of people come out and they go, oh, production. Oh, I'm the villain. I'm the fucking villain. So
what? Yeah. What now?
Yeah. What can you say to that?
Because when you came out, I suppose it's a bit difficult though, because you want to back yourself a little bit, because when people are saying all these things, you're like, come on, let me out. But did you have that or not? You didn't really give a shit.
I kind of was like, when I first came out, I was like, oh, God damn. I thought, no. But my mum and like, my family and that were just like, take it. Like, you are loud. You are brash. People ain't going to like it.
Yeah.
Just take it. And I was like, do you know what? Fine.
You're making money, so fuck them.
Yeah. So I just carried on.
Yeah. Do you still keep in contact with anyone from your season?
Yeah, I've just come back off holiday with girls.
We were going to discuss that.
Oh,
very nice.
The girls, yeah, my main girls. And then, obviously, I'm really close to Tobes.
Yeah.
So he's like, he is the only lad I speak to.
Is that... Because a lot of the times when people come off Love Island, they're like, I don't speak to anyone off that season. There's always beef after. Was there any beef after or not really?
I feel like people have beef with me.
But you don't have beef with them.
Not that they've told me either.
Right, yeah.
So if like you came to me and was like, Faye, I don't like you. I think you're a dick for X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I respect that.
They'll just come on pods like this and psych you up.
But yeah, then they say things and I'm like, I think that's aimed at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's
the
aimed at me.
The wires are connecting, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't care because you ain't saying it to me direct.
Are you glad that you went on Love Island though?
That's
promising. Brilliant.
I'm glad I'd done it.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get that experience again.
No.
Ever. Like, you'd be stupid. If you get invited to go on the show, you're going to take it.
You would say yes. Yeah.
But these people are like, oh my God, I've been asked to go on Love Island. If you're going to go on the show, you're going to go on the show.
Yeah.
But I did really like my life before.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're ever left with a Love Island stain, as people call it? Like, people don't take you seriously because you're on Love Island.
Yeah, but I the thing is, you can only be stained if you want it to be stained, right?
Yeah, use a bit of Vanish and you'll be fine.
Like, if you want to go around, a lot of people come off the show and go, oh my God, I don't want to be associated with being on Love Island. Don't go on Love Island then.
Yeah, no,
it's
true.
Really fucking simple. Yeah. Don't go on Love Island. But I think it's a great show.
I thoroughly enjoy watching it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard now because a lot of people don't go on there and are just themselves and they don't go there, they don't want to cause any drama.
Yeah.
They want to be very mediocre. We're losing the entertainment side of it. Mm. But then that's because people were Karens and they think that they can just keep bullying.
Exactly.
And it's just like, fine.
If they did like an all-star version, would you go back on it?
Oh, I've been asked this a lot and I'm just like, I love like the production and like I'm really close to the production still.
Yeah.
So I really love the show. I don't know. I need to find a man. I'm fucking nearly 30, mate.
I think you should, because you provide the drama. One thing I will say about the last season, there wasn't any drama.
No, because people know what they're doing now on the show. They don't want to. And also, I think ITV have also got kind of, because of all the backlash, they've got to try and protect them.
Yeah, true.
Well, which is crap. Let them out to the wolves.
Yeah, we all did. So fuck them. So you just went on a girl's holiday.
I did.
Where'd you go and who'd you go with?
Little bit of Crete.
Go on then.
Went with Sharon, Abby, Kaz and Lib.
How was the holiday?
Do you know what? It was bloody lovely. I was only there for 4 days. Rained for two of the fuckers, but I was like, I might as well be back in England.
Was there any beef?
No.
Bastards.
Do you know what? It's the worst thing. Yeah. There was nothing. Yeah. There was one night Abby told me off because I was being really loud and annoying with a very nice Greek man. He wasn't very nice at
all. Lovely Greek man.
Really trying to set her up and yeah, she really didn't. She didn't appreciate that.
Is this like your hot girl summer? Summer though?
I mean, if I could get hot girl, then maybe. But yeah. I mean, the thing is, I'm too used to being in my pyjamas walking my dog with a top knot.
Yeah, but that's some people's kink.
Kink it is then.
Kink it is.
I think I love that life.
Get yourself down to Thetford Forest with the bun on your head and I think you could find a potential partner.
Do you know what? Down my area is holding. There's a lot of dogging that goes there. I might go there.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah.
Might
drop
go
the
there.
Address too.
If not, pets at home. I'm on my way. I might find my own. Yeah.
So now you're single. Has anyone slid into your DMs that you're like, fuck yeah?
There was someone that slid into my DMs.
Brilliant.
There was a good person that slid into my DMs.
What's their occupation?
Plays a little bit of ball.
Football.
Oh, football.
How did I know you were going to say that?
But no, I did reply. Then I told Toby who it was and Toby went, God forbid.
Oh, really?
He said, I don't like his face. I said,
I mean,
okay.
Unless it's Jack Grealish.
Oh, no, he's not my type.
Really?
Not my type.
What would your type be?
A little bit of Aaron Joshua. You know, that
kind of type. Oh, fair. You want like a shit brick house.
I literally want somebody that's going to throw me around.
Do you know what as well? Because you live on your own. You want someone to protect you if you get burgled. You don't need a panic alarm.
Fuck that, I've got
the
dog.
Man. Oh yeah, all the dog.
Bonnie's there. Sounds like a fucking Rottweiler. You're joking. And then this little fucking poodle comes out and I'm like, shit.
She's back up.
Yeah.
She's back up.
So I don't need a man for that. I literally just want a man. I just want like a man's man.
Oh yeah, I hear that.
Not that somebody's going to let me take, like, give them shit.
What were your relationships like before Love Island? And have you spoken to any of them since coming off?
So, all of my exes are dickheads.
Brilliant.
We love.
Yeah.
But I would speak to all of them. Because the only problem is because I just don't care enough to hold any hate. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I just don't have it in my heart to be like, my first boyfriend, 5 years. I was a stepmom for 5 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
18.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you
23.
At the school gates?
I actually was. Brilliant. I used to do school run all the time. Right on my own. It's fucking great. Got a lovely car out of it. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, but he was a dick.
Yeah.
And he got engaged 6 months after we broke up with my engagement ring.
So you were engaged?
No, I weren't engaged, but he bought the engagement ring.
Right, okay.
Told my sister that he was going to ask me to marry him in the July. We broke up in the January, February. And then he used my engagement ring for his
Are they
new
still
ting.
Together?
I believe so. I actually did see them last summer. And you know what? Got
Good
up, give them both
them.
A hug. Like, you live your life.
You're a better woman than me.
I just think you live your life.
If Bill, this is a message to you, Bill, even though you sat right there. If you ever get engaged after we break up, heads will be flying, including yours. He's nodded and said noted. Thank you, Bill. Right, so exes, you're...
Oh, I've got a worse one. I've got the worst of the worst.
Do you?
Yeah, ex before I went to Love Island, COVID happened, moved in with him.
Yeah.
Told me he was going down to get a laptop from his work colleague.
That old chestnut.
Didn't come back with no fucking laptop though, did he?
Didn't come back with chlamydia.
I bet he did. I don't know. I didn't catch it. So
Good for you. Today's podcast is sponsored by the one and only Base. I'm an overpacker and this is my dream. Base was created by the one and only Shay Mitchell to make traveling a bit more stylish, a bit more comfortable and less stress. The bag has 360 degree wheels, a cushion handle, a built-in weight indicator, that's going to save you checking in, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and it has loads of interior pockets to keep you organised. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or in the overhead, and has over 30,000 five-star reviews, so it's got to be doing something right. Whether you're packing for a little trip or looking to breeze through security, Base has got you covered. Right now, Base is offering my listeners 15% off of your first purchase by visiting uk.basetravel.com/savinggrace. Go to uk.basetravel.com/savinggrace to get 15% off your first purchase. That's uk.beistravel.com/savinggrace. Happy travelling. This yeah. is actually trauma.
Then I went to Love Island, people are like, why are you such a cow? And I'm like, you don't know me. You don't you know me. Yes.
Would you say you're toxic in a relationship?
Do you know what? I would love to sit here and go, I'm so toxic.
Yeah, but you're not. People would expect you are, though.
Yeah, but I think because they, and also men like expect me to be, I'm yeah. a bit like, I feel like I've got to take like this massive step back to overcompensate for it.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm actually not psycho. But now because I'm saying I'm not a psycho, I look like I'm a psycho.
It's like when you date a guy and they're like, my ex was a psycho. And you're like, you cheated on her, didn't you?
Yeah, but
that's exactly what you did, isn't it?
I just think men are going to cheat if they're going to cheat. Let them do what they want to do.
True. We'll always find out anyway.
Oh my God.
I think.
The power of social media.
True. And the good thing about being in the public eye is some fucker will send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be from, I don't know, Skegness, but they'll still find you.
Oh yeah.
God yeah. forbid if you're Indonesia. From Skegness though.
Yeah. They'll know for me. Yeah.
They'll still be like, hey, Faye, girls, girl. Yeah. Hope you're all right.
Do you want to come for a girls trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
So I want to do a quick say or shot it here. I want to loosen you up.
Oh no.
All right. Mm. Get the shoulders going quick. Loosen yourself up.
Oh, they're dancing.
Okay,
in.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Sambuca. The issue here that we have is I don't have a shot glass. But what I do have is
my mouth's already salivating. Is that even worse?
Like a, what's it called? A bottle top.
Oh.
And also I'll make it fair. If you shot, I have to shot too.
She's
budget's you.
What this is gonna shake.
Okay. God, you are. Are you feeling all right, sweet pea?
The anxiety.
Right. Okay.
The stress.
Have you ever gone through someone's phone? If yes, what did you find?
Oh, I go through all of my partner's phone, yeah, and I find someone every single fucking time.
Really?
Every
What's the worst
time.
Thing you found?
There's been so much shit. Photos from girls, arranged meetings, messages. Yeah, just a lot of messages, like flirty messages. And then
I think that's the worst.
And then when confronted, they go, ain't that bad. Or
nice.
They just say, nah, it doesn't say what you think it says. Go fuck yourself.
That's why we have screenshots. Okay. Next question. Okay. Who did you hate the most from your season of Love Island?
Oh, Jake.
Fair.
Didn't like him. I knew him from before the villa.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he actually dated one of my friends. Mm. Went in there though. I said when he walked in, I said I know him. And then thought I'd give him a chance. Right. I'm one of these girls, like I will give you a chance. Yeah. If someone else hates you, I'm not gonna hate you because of it.
That's nice.
I'm gonna be wary, but yeah. And then really didn't like him and really love Lib, so.
Oh yeah, I forgot our Liberty. Bless her soul.
Yeah, the name that shall not be mentioned.
Yeah. What, Liberty or Jake?
Jake.
Sorry, I thought for a minute that he'd fallen out.
No.
Right. We thought girls' holidays gone.
Girls' holidays
on.
Over.
Right. Next question. I saw a video online of he who shall not be named that you dated.
Right.
Opinions, thoughts, want to chat about it?
I mean, do you want to rabble it?
Yeah, I do actually.
Do you want to elaborate on the video? Or?
You've
probably seen one that I've not seen yet.
It was of him getting in a car with some girls.
Okay, I'm not going to shot.
Okay, brilliant. Chin chin.
I feel like there is always three sides of the truth, right?
Right.
So you've got his truth,
her truth. And the truth.
And the truth. I weren't personally there, so I can't.
Right.
I can't. And I'm still finding things out literally until a couple of months ago.
Really?
So even to a few months ago, just after Christmas, there was more that came out. And it's just one of those things where I'm like, what do you believe? What don't you believe? In social media, it's really hard. And I think you don't want to believe shit.
No.
Like you want to see the good in people. You want to really believe that he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I'll never know. I weren't there in that hotel room.
Did you ever message the girl?
Because
I'd have been straight on that shit so quick.
No. Not until very recently. But also I feel quite protective of her in a weird way.
Fair.
I feel like
I think if you've been that age, you know, if like someone who's well known comes up to you, you're like, oh my God, and you don't really think about the repercussions of it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're young.
I actually do. And I do really feel like protective of her in a weird kind of way, because I can't imagine the shit that she got.
Right.
And I can't imagine being in that situation. And I always think I wouldn't want that for my little sister or my family member. So I think it's hard, and she is still young. So I just think, mate, if you bagged yourself a banging lad, good on you. If you had a girlfriend at the same time, all hell.
Yeah.
Well done.
Fair play to you.
I ain't in that relationship no more, so I don't give a fuck.
Do you know what? You're coming off great on this podcast. I tell you that for free. Tell you that was a great answer. Right. So dating in the future.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, you'll date someone in the public eye again, or would you want someone low key?
So I have actually met the love of my life.
Right.
I've not spoken to him.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
I've walked past him, and I will marry him.
He's normal?
No.
Ooh.
Beautiful then. Mm. But love of my life.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but I feel like I keep introducing him to everyone as my husband. Do you want to see him?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I do.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I'll give a live reaction of what I think.
Okay.
Okay.
It's really bad that I know his name.
If
because,
it's George Clooney.
I actually didn't know his name when I walked past him either. Texted my best friend saying, I've just met the love of my life. I was in a fucking 4-hour car journey.
So you haven't spoken to him?
No.
Right.
By the time I got home, I found him.
You found him.
Oh, yeah. She ain't messing around. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm a bit nervous. Why am I nervous?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I get you. Oh. Oh.
He is the love of my life. He doesn't know it.
I think he'd be fine with this.
I hope so.
Not the AI pics. Sorry.
Take them off right now.
Sorry. Wow. What star sign are you if you're born in September?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not into that shit. All I know is I'm a Gemini and I'm Gemini.
Let's role play. Okay.
All right.
I'm him. Right. And this is going to be how you get together. Okay. I'm walking past you again. This is your only chance ever to speak to him again.
Yeah.
I'm walking past. Come on to me.
Oh, I'm not speaking to you. I'm just going to grab his face.
Okay. You're right, babe. A little.
Yeah.
How you been?
No.
And he walks away.
That is his only impression of me.
You've got up your game. You've got up your game.
God, okay. I've never done this before.
Right. That's why I'm here. I'm walking past you again. Go tap me. Yo.
No, we can't do this.
He'll
I'm
do that. He'll do that.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm going to tell you. Right. Okay, you're him and I'll be you.
I will say.
Yeah.
How big's your dick?
And he probably massive, actually. Bill, I'll show you the videos, but the pictures after.
Oh, there's no videos.
Video. Sorry about that.
No, I've also told my mum. I've said I've met the love of my life.
I think maybe you should work something in. I won't say his job title. Be like, I fucking love the gym.
I hate the gym.
And moan when you say it.
I hate the gym. I've never been to the gym in my life. I hate the gym.
I think you should say that. And then that, I think if I was a gym boy, what would I want in a woman?
Well, I hate the gym.
But no, but some people date women that hate the gym.
I could be like, I hate the gym. So do you want to work out in my bed?
Train me. He can lift you up as well. He is your guard dog.
I will get that cat from that tree.
I want, if you get with him, I want this podcast to be clipped.
Okay.
And then you two.
On here together.
Yeah. I can get a sex swing. We're open on this podcast.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I should message him off your phone. I am, you know, the cock destroyer. That's why I'm with Bill. That's how I got him.
Yeah.
I think you should put your trust in my hands.
I don't want to shag someone in the toilet, though.
That's fine. We can maybe rearrange, maybe get you at Sky Garden or something.
Now you're talking your language.
Okay, get his profile up and the DM.
Imagine if he's already DM'd me.
I will...
die.
Then have to leave this because...
Okay. Well, he hasn't, so he's stupid.
What an idiot.
We don't even like him anymore. I've gone off him already.
Maybe his phone's on Don't Disturb and he's forgotten to take it off and he just doesn't go on it.
Okay.
I'm scared.
I'm going to start off.
Phoebe's scared.
Hey.
It's more difficult than you think, isn't it?
Hey, big cocky. I want a man.
No, I want to marry this man, remember?
That's fine.
Okay.
To hold me at night with your big, strong arms. What dog do you have?
Why do you not know this about me? How would you have me on this podcast and not
but
know
I
my
think
dog?
You've got some sort of... I thought you had a golden retriever.
I do, well done.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
My golden retriever...
Why do you have to bring Harry into it?
...isn't the only thing that I
That's
have...
looking for a daddy?
...with an extra leg and needs a pappy.
You can't send... This is bad.
How do I sign it off?
No, we need... No, he's the love of my life.
I want your balls dangling on my chin. And then I'll keep it classy. God save the king. There you go. I'll put a kiss at the end.
There you are, sweet pig. All right.
I hate you.
And I promise you, if
hey,
he replies...
Hey, big cocky, I want a man to hold me... In night with you have your
did I? That was the sound.
I want a man
sorry.
To hold me in night with your big strong arms.
He might feel bad for you because he'll think you're dyslexic.
My golden retriever isn't the only thing that I have with an extra leg and needs a pappy.
Yes. God save.
I want your balls from my chin.
Yeah.
I have a big chin.
Yeah. There's room.
God save the king. I hate you.
I actually think that worked because if I got that message, I think she's got some personality about her. She's got
I
something
do.
About her. Exactly. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll wait for the reply, shall we?
Yeah. Well, we'll carry on with the pod and hope for the best. Hot girl summer.
How long does it take to where I can unsend a message? How long does it give?
I should have maybe done the corrections after. On the
Yo big daddy.
Ah!
No, his voice noting. Stop. Okay.
Ooh. For a minute there, you just being like big daddy. That would get him going too. Okay, so this is what I want to talk to you about.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. And I feel like you've come into yourself a bit now. That
Have
sounded
I?
Weird. You, filler, you removed it all.
Oh, I got rid of that. Leh.
Why?
So I feel like when I was on the show.
Yeah.
It Sorry. Was a whole lot of lip.
Yeah.
It was a whole lot of lip.
Do you wear brown lipstick to this day now or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I
and
do,
good
but
for you.
Because the lips are smaller.
It does, yeah.
I've got the same lip liner on today, hun.
Do you?
Yeah.
But it looks good.
Also, I have an MUA that does my makeup and show me how to do it properly. Yeah. Peace out, Liao.
I need that.
Anyway, when people say to me like, but you obviously saw how big your lips were.
You don't.
Yeah. When you're doing your makeup in the mirror.
It's like lip dysmorphia.
You don't see it. Mm. And then I saw myself and I was like, yo.
Who is she?
Damn that. Yeah, my lip filler girl. She was raking that shit in. But she was having great weekends. So I just felt like, they needed to go.
Yeah, fair.
But then when they went, I was like, shit. My granddaddy's... God rest his soul. Mm. He is dead, but even though he's been dead for 20 years, I would look like his dead 20-year-old ball bags.
Ooh, fair.
Bad.
Do they sag after you get them
so
done?
So bad.
Really?
So bad. No one warned me. And I was like, no one's warned me about this. I just come out of
They
Love
were
Island.
Like flowing in the wind.
Everyone was like, you need to be on your stories. I was like, I can't believe I know.
Yeah. You're looking like this.
Who's doing this to me? So then I did have to have I got a meal put back in.
That's fine.
And that was...
That's fine. Why am I saying that's fine?
A year
you
ago?
You can do that.
No. When did I come out of the villa? Fuck knows. 18 months ago.
Right.
And now I've not had any more filler put back in.
Would you want any more filler anywhere?
I would love... Like, I get Botox. I love Botox. I love my
As you should. Yeah, I love... Yeah.
If I wanted to, I would. But like, I would let everyone know. But right now,
I'd
I'm
let
good.
Everyone know. Because I've seen everyone wants Kendall Jenner boobs now.
Yeah, I'm the same.
They like the small titty.
I actually spoke to Abby about this the other day. I actually said, like, I actually would quite like to get my boobs removed.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the thing, don't you find about trends? So when I was at school, it was all about the skinny Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Flat asses were actually in fashion. So fuck all of you. I was actually trendy back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
flat chest. Yeah, cool. She's off the pod. All of that, it was trendy. And then it became BBL. Big ass.
I love the way I'm absolutely ripping you right now, but I also have the flattest ass that they've ever seen.
We're coming back in fashion soon.
Yeah, cool.
But now it's like flats back and naturals back. What do you think the next trend is going to be?
Oh, take it back to the range hob cooker then. I'm fucking there with a stove ass. Yeah,
I think we need to be back to flat asses now. We've had too much shit.
We're over that shit. But I feel like the problem is I've got boobs. If I don't have boobs, I am a naturally very thin frame.
Right.
So I will look like my walking, God rest his soul, granddad rest his that's soul. 6 foot down.
After the 20 years he's been dead.
Yeah, I will look like that. Yeah. So I feel like they give me something because I haven't got the ass.
Right.
I feel like if you've got the ass, you don't need the boobs. Kendall Jenner, she's got the ass.
Yeah, bitch.
So she don't need the boobs.
Yeah.
Whereas
we need something.
I need a little bit of lady loving.
But I think big boobs are nice. All men are like, I'm an ass guy. But like, if you stick tits in their face.
If you are an ass guy, stay away from me.
Honestly. Well, that's why I'm dating Bill. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for your charity to me. But no, I think men will take tits all as they come. I don't really think they give a shit.
Yeah, and I think, because I've had two boob jobs now.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
What was the first one like? You didn't like it?
Nah, first one was fine, right. But I was under parental guidance.
Right.
And they said I weren't allowed to go too big. And I was like, fuck. So I got a little, probably like a C cup. Bear in mind, I was double A.
Okay.
I was flat as a cup. I was caught once stolen chicken fillets from Primark.
You were a nipple?
Yeah.
Fair.
And I literally, my mum had to come pick me up from Primark because I was stealing chicken fillets out of the
fuck
class.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Amazon, they're about £3, but that's fine.
I didn't have that money when I was like 14.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
My mum gave me a tenner to go to fucking Claire's to go and spend
that's
five
like
things
an
for a tenner.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. So I took their ideas on board and had yeah. very small implants put in. Then I broke up my first boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you know what? We sold our house.
Yeah.
He gave me my cash and I thought, fuck yeah, you ain't seeing me naked, hun. So I went and got whoppers put in.
Pricey.
Yeah. You need, well, no, I'm not that big.
No, not yet. And do you know what, though? I don't know if our bodies could take that big.
No, I'm done now with it. I'm done. But I did actually say about it the other day on holiday. I said, I might have them taken out.
Fair.
But I'm not committing.
Be taking used to, though, like the lips. Like, because once you've used to been seeing your big boobs.
Yeah, I'm not committing. So no one take this as
we'll
possible.
Clip this to next year. And if you do, then it will just get me some good views on that. So.
All right, I'll come in with my no tits.
Thank you. Yeah.
But it will just be literally chest bone.
That's
and
fashion.
Also what puts me off is that you've got to then have a scar from the nipple down and then across.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, because they've got to take the whole thing out, I guess.
And then I feel like my nipple might look quite big on
maybe
my chest.
Your next sponsor, though, could be Bio Oil.
Hannah,
get on that.
Write
shit
that
quick.
Shit down.
Yeah, Bio Oil. I don't know if it works.
Meh.
But God save the king. I need to stop saying that. I don't even like him. Right. You live in the country now. You're a country bumpkin.
I've always been a country bumpkin.
So are you like Bristolian or is that?
I'm past Bristolian. I'm right for down bottom.
Oh, are you?
We're even worse. My dad proper talks like that and I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what
he's saying. I like that accent now. I think it's a bit of fun.
Yeah, and my dad calls me and he goes, all right, mate.
Oh, love that.
That's it. He
love
doesn't
that.
Even say, and 9 out of 10, if I don't say, all right, bye, he gets in the right mood.
So have you ever lived in London?
I lived just outside when I was with they who will not be named.
Do you prefer country or this?
Country.
You do?
100%.
I agree, actually.
Do you know what? I love it. Like,
dog walks.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck.
No smog.
We got sloths on the roads.
Fuck
no,
off.
We've got shit cars down there.
Sloths on the road. Was that a joke? Are you being serious?
No. Well, we've got cows and sheep that roam the roads. But I mean, yeah, I mean, no, I love it down there. And I really struggle being away from it.
Yeah. Would you say when you get older, you're going to be like a Mrs. Hinch?
I already feel like, so Mrs. Hinch is like idol for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love her.
Alpacas.
Yeah. Like, I would love that. But no, first of all, I want to do like more property kind of stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Get me on Selling Sunset. I'm done with this shit.
I think you'd do great. You could be the new Christine.
Yeah, do you know what? I would absolutely love to live up to her.
Yeah.
Queen.
I think you could.
You'd
slap Chrishell across the face.
I've had enough of her.
First meeting.
I did go to her launch though.
Did you?
But I didn't.
God love her.
But I didn't say hello.
And that's fine.
That's fine. I turned up. Free press.
Free press. Yeah, get the pics in and go home.
Yeah, I did.
What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done?
So me and Hannah went to an event and there was one of these like kids there from this year's Love Island.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I was drunk, had a couple of drinks and I'd gone on this photo booth and fucker came up to me, went, rah, you're a lot better looking in real life.
Hate you? That. What does that mean?
I was like, are you trying to flirt with me or are you trying to piss me off? Because I don't really know what you're doing right now. And I had these photos. I was like, would you want a photo of me? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, no worries, gave him a photo. And I was like, do you want it signed? He was like, yeah.
Shut up.
I just licked it and gave back.
What did he say to that?
I don't really remember. I didn't say anything, I don't think. I think he was embarrassed like I was.
I hate that you don't have embarrassing moments because weekly I fuck up.
No, because I watch your things and I'm like, how does that happen to you?
How does that happen to me? I nearly drowned. Let's talk about
this. No, it's Little Mermaid shoe for me. I thought, fuck.
Yeah.
I thought, no.
Yeah, Lois nearly had a full-on heart attack. And I nearly drowned in a fountain 4 days before this. So I thought Little Mermaid. Well. Yeah. And I want to give context to this. Max fucked me over because he said we should do a Friends moment. You know, in the intro,
yeah,
where they're all in the fountain having fun, splashing about. Wasn't in Ibiza, though, was it? I ran full pelt and I thought he was getting in. He stopped. I went in deeper than it looked. That was like a meter deep, nearly drowned. And my skin has been really itchy since I've got back.
Scabies.
I think genuinely I've got some parasites.
You need to get that checked out.
I was thinking that, but I don't have time, Faye. I don't have time.
Hannah? Get it on the doctor's
notes. Put me one in Ibiza, we can go there. Maybe I'll get a drip.
An IV drip?
Yeah, an IV drip.
I don't know, loads of people probably say different.
You get embarrassing moments during sex though, because I find that's when I have my most.
My embarrassing moments during sex is when somebody's like trying to be really dominant and I just don't enjoy that shit. Right. I'm like, just love me.
Yeah.
And I find it really embarrassing when somebody's like trying to be really dominant.
Slag.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. What do I say? Or like when they're choking you and you think, get the fuck off my neck, bitch. Like I get
breathe.
Really annoyed about that shit.
Yeah.
And then I
feel
think,
like maybe that's something
maybe
you
I'm
should
frigid.
Go, are you, do you know, do you mind being choked? Because you could have some trauma there.
I don't have any trauma. I just find it weird. Like, why are you trying to kill me?
Yeah, no, that's
are
fair.
Are you a necrophilia?
That's fair. That's completely fair. Or like, you know, if you're like a queen queefer, that's a bit crazy.
Muff puffs
all around. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like somebody when they just try and dip it in your ass and it's like, get the fuck away. No one has ever been near that. No one's ever going near that.
Do you know what? I always get scared. I'll shit myself.
I don't understand how girls enjoy that.
It feels like you're taking a massive poo. And I get scared when their fun maybe comes out that the poo will come out with it.
Just keeps going.
Keep going. Because I've said this before, my friend shat herself after that on a bed.
No, I don't want to do
that.
And
how would you return? What conversation would you have after that?
There is no returning.
There's none. Have you had a worst date story? Worst fan story?
No. I've got great fans.
Right.
But weirdly, I feel like they control my life.
Okay, fine.
So they're great. I love them so much. But it's got to a point recently of obviously recent events that have happened.
Of course.
Where they will say things like, you really need to stop talking about this now. I don't know who you think you are. I don't know where you've lost yourself. I'm like, bitch, I haven't spoken about my breakup properly once. There was one news article that came out from He That Shall Not Be Named side. I replied to it and it came out 2 weeks later. So it looked like I waited for ages. And
also,
I'm like,
why can't you talk about your relationship? Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's
if you're
the
in
thing,
the public
like,
eye.
Some people want to know, some people don't.
No, everyone wants to know. Even people that like, don't want to know, they want to know.
Yeah, it's just fucking crazy time. Like, got tuffed out my house, me and my dog, fucking overnight bag.
Me and my dog. Sorry. I'm imagining you. Who's that person with the
Winnie
little...
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh
That's
with
me.
Their stick and the little...
That was me.
Bag.
That was me, apart from I had to clean that fucking freezer that had fucking rotten fish in it.
Oh my, that's just salt in the wound, isn't it?
And it just... But no, I'm not really... To be fair, I know I'm a shit date.
I can't imagine what it would take to get you on a date. I think you'd have to meet them in person maybe and actually like them, because I don't see what message someone could send to you where you'd be like, yeah, fuck
someone
yeah.
could message you and be like, your chin is massive. I'm like, fit.
Okay, so they've got to be horrible.
I don't know what it is.
Fine.
Because I like it when
I'm
somebody takes the piss out of my insecure. I love it.
Yeah, fine. Well, if they can make a joke about it.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
But they've got to accept the joke about the legs after.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
If they
yeah.
think it's funny, then like, I don't know. But if they try and be like really like romantic and like I can't deal
cringe.
With.
Yeah, cringe.
I can't get away from me.
That get away.
Get away from me. And I don't know how to deal with it.
No. I mean, that's fair though, because what do you reply if you don't know them as well?
Yeah. You know and I mean? Then like, there's like, you know, there'll be somebody recently followed me.
Right.
I followed them back and fucking fans went fucking mad. And I was like,
oh,
mate,
they knew.
I was like, they fucking watch my followers. And I was like, mate, I was only following because it said celebrity love coach and their fucking bio. I thought it could help a gal out.
Would you do celebs go dating?
I feel like
yeah.
Celebs go dating.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be the moment it comes around if I was in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like if they asked me like tomorrow, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that I'm actually, if I'm going to be wasting your time or not. But then next week,
but then
I might be like, mate,
I don't think anyone that goes on there actually goes on there to really find. I don't think anyone expects to find love on Celebs Go Dating. And it, I think if they do, it's an accident.
Really? Has it's anyone like ever come out of Celebs Go Dating in a couple?
Probably not.
Nah, I don't think they have.
I think it's more bills they know it's entertainment. The bills need to be paid. Like, and it's good TV. But I don't think anyone's on there like, I will find love. Like Married at First Sight.
I would do that.
Would you? Mate, would you?
I'm 28. I need to get married.
No, I think you do fucking great on that.
I'd love it.
The thing is,
marry me up with my man.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we can just sort that out.
Yeah, I love the way I'm saying, like, I'm not ready to meet anyone. If he
marries.
I love the way I'm saying this, is if he's ever going to mess you back or take me seriously now because of that message.
Yeah.
But that's fair. He's the only man in
your eye line.
I sound like a predator.
But in the best way.
I am a predator.
Because it's not like you go to, you know, it hasn't like you slapped him on the ass. You've just stared at him. And I think that's fine.
It's weird, isn't it? I stared at you, walked past you and I found out your name and now I've messaged you on a podcast.
I think actually more it's impressive.
Fucking be if you're careful of me.
Asking me.
Yeah. I will hunt you down.
Never fall out with Faye.
No.
I saw you as a whale on the street. Let's digress.
I was.
Let's
I loved digress. It.
Yeah. So who was it for and why were you a whale?
So I work really closely with Peter.
God bless.
Yeah, I do a lot of campaigns with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a meat eater, save the animals. So I decided that it would be a really good idea in November to get naked, dressed, not even dressed, painted.
As a whale.
As a whale in a bathtub in Trafalgar Square.
Mm. How did that go for you?
We tried to do it twice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The first time we done it, it weren't great.
Right.
I had a wee hiccup during painting.
Okay.
Where I'd been stood up for quite a long time and my blood pressure dropped.
Yeah.
I sacked it on the floor.
She passed away.
Full seizure.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
And wet myself.
Just to quickly confirm, were you painted as a whale while having the seizure?
I can confirm that is definitely the case.
And that's not funny at all.
I woke up with streaky legs. It was a very awful time.
No, I know, I can imagine that's an awful time.
It was, and I was very...
But that story's wild.
Yeah, yeah, and I woke up with these two random women and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm dressed as a whale. I'm painted as a whale with nothing on but some nipple tape and some pants. And I was thinking... God damn.
Get me out of here.
These whales really meant a lot to me, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
So the second time we done it, and it didn't really go... I mean, the painting was much better.
Beautiful.
I lied down. So I didn't have to stand up. And went out to Trafalgar Square, and it was literally like the creeps knew I was there.
Yeah.
And they just ascended on me.
Really?
And there was one point where there was this man and he was literally like zooming right in on Titty McGee's.
Oh.
Right in until Hannah manager, Mom Aja, she had to go over. She shouted at him. She
went, I can imagine.
And then she went, go on, you're deleted. Delete that photo. Oh. I was thinking, hun, there's hundreds of more people around here. They're probably all doing the same thing. Yeah. They probably got the beef curtains out on it as well, to be honest, while I'm getting in and out of the bath. But
you know whales and their beef curtains.
Yeah, I mean, it was a moment... It was a strong moment though. I was proud of it. Like, I loved doing it. Like, it was for a good cause.
And also it gains attention to it. So didn't I think, fuck it.
I like, and also as well, no whale deserves to be kept in a swimming pool.
No, and how they do it now, probably great.
So I'm just hoping that, we just are a bit more aware when we book holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need to go see them in the whole
I agree.
Swimming pool.
I went to SeaWorld when I was younger, but I do remember thinking, this is inhumane.
Yeah, it's harsh.
Yeah, this is a little bit mental. Yeah. Even zoos, I feel a bit sad when I go to zoos.
But you know the worst thing is even when these whales kill people, they kill these fuckers. They're telling you they don't want to be there.
Yeah, but then we put them down.
We ignore them.
Let's put ourselves down.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not do that. I don't know what kind of advice that was.
So that was, that was a really good, it was a real high for me in my career.
I agree.
But it was for a good cause.
If you were to paint me as an animal, what animal do you think I'd be painted as?
Gazelle.
Thank you.
Mm.
It's the legs, isn't it?
And the nose.
Okay. Wow. And that's where I'm ending the podcast today. I've never been more humbled in my life. Could be worse, could be an anteater. So I'll take that.
Oh, I was going to. It's not long enough legs.
Keep it yeah, no, completely fair.
And flat ass.
Right. So Rosie, a week. Right. You can say it because you're allowed. My last bit.
Go on.
I like to ask my guests, what piece of advice would you give me to save Grace, save my life? Any issues I've got, what would you say?
It's very vague, isn't it?
Okay, so I've had, what have I had before? Don't shit in a paper bag, start going on top. That still hasn't happened, God bless. Just life advice, shagging advice, drinking advice. What advice would you give me that thinks...
If you ain't a passenger princess, you ain't a princess at all, hon.
Fair.
You ain't driving nowhere.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, Billy has an Audi TT and the speed bumps are crazy.
Mate, fuck that. I've got a Range Rover drive on my own.
You look like you'd have a Range Rover, though. I like that.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have had a Range Rover on my own. It was meant to be a family car.
You've got a Golden Retriever,
though.
Damn it! So I think that's fine.
I'm a dog mum.
You've got the family there. Mm-hmm. Right. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, darling.
If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a 5-star review and a follow. Say see you later.
See you later, bitches.
See you later.